are, man.
Yeah, it feels good to be back. Mm-hmm. It always feels good to be back.
It does. We have, you know, we took a trip for a little bit. Mm-hmm. We, you know, rattled some great ones off with the list. Yeah. And going to movies and things that like that. So, dude, so we just been killing it.
We've been killing it. Do you have a any, like, since it's been a while, you have any list additions?
Oh yeah. I got some. Because okay. It's, you know, it's been in the news that Mike is coming. He's coming back. He's got a fight.
Oh, Iron Mike.
Yeah. I don't know which one is which, but I'm putting them both on the list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm putting the Paul Pauls, brothers.
Put the Pauls on there.
Put them both on the list.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Yeah.
They suck.
Oh, yeah, of course. They're like the most annoying.
They're very annoying. That one of them had that controversy where he like filmed
the Suicide Force.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's fucked.
Yeah. I feel like I know a lot about Logan Paul now.
Okay. Which one is he?
He's the long-haired one. He's the Suicide Force.
He's not the boxing one.
No.
Okay.
I think he does box, but he's not as good.
He's the wrestler.
He wrestles. Because I listen to Red Bar, and that's the guy that just watches people and insults them.
Yeah.
And I have listened to so much audio of Logan Paul through Red Bar.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like I know the man, and he is truly a clown.
That's amazing.
He's terrible. And, I think that's great. Great. And easy additions to the list.
Perfect. I you know, Mike was on, there's videos of him training on social media, you know, and I'm like, I'm fearing for this kid's life.
I get really pissed off about these stupid boxing matches because, like,
All fake, right?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, Logan Paul, the Suicide Force one, he fought Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
And there's that video that people were posting where Floyd like drops him and then like catches him.
Oh yeah.
You remember that?
Absolutely.
It's like they're not real.
Yeah, no.
And then I have to like listen to full grown men have like serious conversations.
Uh huh. Be like, no.
It's real.
He's qualified. He put in the work.
Exactly. They're like, how long are y'all going to sleep on Jake Paul? I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind? And then they're like, honestly, dude, I mean, Mike is prime. Might have had him. It's like, it doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter if he's old. It's fake. It's
dude,
not real, bro.
I mean, if they let Mike loose.
Yeah. Oh.
What are the chances they're going to let Mike loose?
Dude, that's the thing. It's like, I don't know. Like, as soon as... Every time I think Mike isn't like that anymore, it's like, you can't do that. You'll see him pop off, and you're like, oh, never mind.
He's in a grocery store, and he's like, hoo.
That dude that was talking shit in the airplane? Uh-huh. He's tight, dude. He's so sick.
Oh, man. So yeah. I wanted to introduce something to the show.
Okay.
And this is a perfect segue because we just put somebody on the list. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what are you doing?
So I feel like whenever we put somebody on a list, we can just kind of hit them, you know, with a like...
Because fuck them, that's why.
You know, like a little...
Are you out of your fucking mind?
You were on the list. Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them.
Did you work on a soundboard?
Yes!
I did too!
No! Are you shitting me?
Until 2 in the morning last night. Working on a soundboard. This is the best. What do you... As soon as you said I got to introduce something, I was like, no, you fucking...
Oh, my God.
Play the Dave Chappelle one again.
Oh, my God.
Because fuck them, that's why.
Oh, my God, dude. Okay, well, now we got to do this.
How do you... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 7.
I have 5.
Okay.
2 of them are custom, including the list one I just played.
Uh-huh.
I have... Okay, so if anybody's trying to fuck with you...
Okay.
Or get in your face, I'll hit them with a...
Hi, guys.
Yeah!
I'll hit them with a hi, guys.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and if we back something, like back something hard...
Yeah.
We'll just hit them with a...
Believe that.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I believe that.
Oh my God. This is the greatest episode that's ever happened. We're 5 minutes in.
We, Not only did we both make soundboards, we got the same shit. That's fucking insanity. Oh. I can't believe this.
Okay, I'm gonna start this one because it goes on for, I can't, I downloaded an app and I can't click to stop. Oh, it just starts it over.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
This one is 30 seconds long, but
I can't wait to
I'm gonna turn it down, but just in case. You know, I got it queued up. I got it queued up.
Dude, I'm so glad you did it because I didn't do this.
Oh, yeah.
We needed this one.
It's queued up just in case they try to shut
us
down.
That's going to be so much easier for you.
Oh, yeah. I don't have to.
It up on Spotify.
Yeah, I won't have to go to Spotify. But so, it's 30 seconds long. I fucked up.
So
I
need have a sensor now.
Yeah, we have a sensor now. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. It's still going.
Yeah. So I was thinking, like, you know, if you're going to, I mean, obviously we drink beer on the show. Uh-huh. So next time you take a sip, I'm going to hit you with a.
Yes! Oh, I can't believe this is happening. This is amazing.
I mean, hopefully by our honest reactions, people do realize this is not planned.
This is not planned in any way. Now, this one, you know, just, I don't know, just in case we need it, you know. Yeah. Croc skin,
buttercream, croc skin. You're a genius. I didn't even think of that. Yeah. I didn't even think of doing the buttercream.
I got three more for you, but they're kind of personalized to us.
I only have one more, and this one isn't personalized to us. This one took the most work.
Okay.
So, you know, we've added people to the list in this episode. We haven't added a friend to the show, but when we do.
Uh-huh. Oh my God!
That's me. I had to record.
Oh, that's amazing.
I recorded my voice. I put a beat on there, offbeat.
That's amazing. Friend of the show, right there.
We had a friend of the show.
Oh man!
I can't believe
that's this. Amazing. And this is in case, like, maybe something bad has happened. We get some bad news or something. Uh-huh. Speaking of friend on the show.
Shit on a goddamn dick.
You know, we'll just hit him with that.
Did you know,
if like something good happens, then I'll just be like,
so come give me some love and blah, 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 blah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you got Gage to collaborate. That's
but then, you know, just for us too.
I don't know.
Swag on a booty goose. Swag on a booty goose.
You know, so.
You can delete that one. But the other, thank you. I mean, talk about a member of the show.
Uh huh.
Came through with some drops.
Uh huh.
I'm in disbelief that this happened.
That is the funniest thing.
So just for some inside baseball, guys, we decide what episodes we're going to do, like, right before.
Yeah, like, probably 5 minutes before we start recording.
Yeah, so we were going through a list of ideas, and then we were like, let's do an episode about podcasts. Mm-hmm. We just decided to do that, and then I was like, oh yeah, well, I've got something that can kind of go with that. And then Chase comes through with the soundboard, and I come through with the soundboard, and we share one.
That's bonkers, dude.
That's insanity.
That is insane.
Dude, that's a mind mill right there. Uh-huh. That's insane.
Dude. that's so wild.
I got on my laptop last night, and I got like this, like, because I don't have GarageBand, so I had to download this thing and like clip all it. I'm not tech savvy anymore, okay. So I had to like YouTube to MP3 clip, and then, you know, there was the song. Dude, I had to.
So I like, this was like Tuesday, because I've kind of thought about doing this for a bit.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, like, I thought about it, and I was thinking in my head, like, there's certain things that, like, I want to put on there for the show.
Yeah.
And so, like, I put them in my notes app, and I was like, man, for, like, some of these, I'll have to contact Gage. Like, I don't want to, like, you know, like, be a hindrance on him in case he's doing something.
Right.
And so, like, I just texted him, and I was like, hey, like, this is a weird request, but can you send me some, like, voice memos of you doing these two things? And he was like, and he, like, responded back immediately, and he was like, sick. I sent him on Instagram. I sent you some videos, and so I just downloaded them, and then he was like, bonus content, and sent me shit on a goddamn dick.
Oh, well, I didn't
even ask him for that one. I forgot about that one, but he was like, bonus content, and sent me that one. I was like, this is amazing.
I love that he knows what we want to hear.
Uh-huh. So I was like, man, like, I was like, okay, these I'm going to get, and I did the same thing, YouTube to MP3,
okay,
and downloaded them, and then the next day, this like Wednesday, I was here at home just like, you know, doing nothing, like wasting time on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And like a blooper compilation came up. Mm-hmm. It was like Rush Hour 1-4 or 1-3.
Oh yeah.
And I Crocskin came up, and I was like, I gotta put that in there.
That's so crazy, because you and I had talked about that Crocskin buttercream just the other day, and I did not think to make that a drop.
Yeah,
you were on the ball with that one.
And it was either between Believe That or I'm a Federati.
Yeah, you know what? Did you do the same thing I did, where I can't believe we've gotten this wrong for all these years. I was like, I got this, and he doesn't.
Yeah,
say
he doesn't
I got
say
this.
He doesn't say it.
Do you do the same thing I did?
Yes.
I was like, I got this.
There's like a little clip on YouTube. It's like a minute long, mm-hmm. and it has the Believe That.
We used the same file. Buddy.
We did 100%. Yes, because I downloaded it, and I was like,
he says I got to do this or something.
I got this. That's what I was gonna use.
Me too. I wasn't going to go with Believe That.
Oh, man. I wouldn't either. And then I watched the video, and he doesn't say I got
man,
this.
Not only did we both love Blue Streak, we knew exactly what part to get for a drop. That doesn't show that we love that movie.
Shit, man.
That is so funny.
Dude, that's amazing.
I don't even know how to get back on track.
I don't
that's
either.
That's fucking bonkers.
Dude, that's the funniest thing.
Damn, dude. You know, because I've been thinking, I'm like, man, Chase has been coming through with the heat, like, as far as, like, effort towards the show. I was like, I gotta work on this soundboard. That is so funny.
Here's the thing. I didn't put in. You put in personalized. You did your own things. You recorded your own things.
It's insane how in the past 10 years, like, I just don't know how to use technology anymore.
Really?
So I feel like shit back in the day was, like, easier.
Yeah.
And now it's like everything's like a paid subscription or like sign up for a free trial. Uh-huh. Like do this, do
dude,
that.
Dude, 100%.
Before it was like easy.
Uh-huh.
I could have done this shit in like 30 minutes back in the day. And like now it took me forever.
Oh, yeah.
Like what the hell?
No, yeah, there's nothing free anymore.
Yeah.
And everything's like a free trial. Like and like I think that's what, you know, the whole streaming shit. Like everything, mm-hmm. everybody got their own streaming. It was like, you're going to pay for only Disney. And it's like, people were like, okay, like we can, whatever niche thing we have.
We can just sell it.
We can sell it. People buy it. And it's like,
it sucks. It was like, you know, however, it was worth it because, you know, obviously I had to pitch my voice up for a little bit for the show.
Great.
I think this might spark an R&B career.
Oh, perfect. Oh, I can't wait, man.
I think I'm
going
to start doing shit,
bro.
I think it's
done. Oh, man.
I think it's done.
That
dude.
Is sick. That's so you're going to be like,
swag on a booty goose, swag on a booty goose.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm just saying, anybody wants to collab, hit me
up. Yeah. Oh, my God. Dude, I'm just... I thought, like, I was doing it, and you were giving me a look, and I was like, fuck, I fucked up. Like, something's wrong.
I was like, as soon as you said, I kind of got something for this, and then you were, like, holding your phone, and I was like, this guy's got a soundboard. I was like, I know what he's doing, and this guy's got a soundboard.
Holy shit, like...
We've done, 70-something
episodes? This is 79.
79, and then we just happened to decide to do this on the same...
Again, not scripted in any way.
Not scripted in any way. Didn't know we were doing an episode about podcasts until a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, holy shit.
That's so funny.
That's wild.
I honestly cannot... I can't believe it.
Oh my God. And I also, I kind of wanted to, there was a part of me that like for a split second that was going to go with chicken or beef, but
that's a good one
but
too.
I was like, what, like, why would I use that? Like, why would we use
when
that?
When would you use the drop?
Right. Also, I thought of one today mm-hmm. that I was gonna, and I thought in my head when I thought of it, I thought it was so obvious. I was like, Hayden's going to bring this up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to put it on the app that I have, but I forgot. Is the laser from Sunny?
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
When quack quack. Which one was that? You know.
Yeah, the laser. You know?
And I was like, oh man, like.
I would love to have a lot of those basic sounds. That would be nice, though.
That was another thing. I was like, is he gonna criticize me for not having just like a basic sound?
I got five sounds right here.
That's all I got too. I just got that. Oh my God, dude.
I can't believe it.
Dude, this is wild. This is holy shit. Man.
So just to wrap up this opening segment, Paul Brothers.
You were on
on the list. Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them.
You locked down.
Yeah, I got the whole town on lockdown.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Woo! All right.
Well, podcasts. You know?
Perfect. Perfect way to intro this one.
Now,
yeah, what's up?
I would like to say I am not the biggest podcast person.
Uh-huh.
I like a true crime podcast.
Yeah.
I like here's the thing. I'm picky when it comes to podcasts.
Yeah.
I like a true crime podcast, and I like one that has like a season that's like 10 episodes or more, and it's all one story.
Yeah. Right,
like kind of just like a
serial.
Yes, like mm-hmm. a serial type thing. Mm-hmm. It's got, you know, basically like a TV show but in audio format.
Yeah.
That's kind of, but a real thing.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where it's ended.
Yeah.
Like I've kind of tried other ones.
Uh-huh.
Again, we've talked about it. I'm not the biggest stand-up comedy fan.
Right, that's true.
You have a ton mm-hmm. with the comics.
Yeah,
you know
right.
You know what's hot in that area.
Yeah, yes, I do. I listen to podcasts all the damn time, and you know, there was like the big boom was like 2016.
Yeah,
I feel like that's when like majority of comedy podcasts that are big like kind of started.
Mm-hmm.
And they almost all of them really suck now if they're still around.
Yes. I remember you telling me that.
The boom happened and it was fun. And I wasn't picky at the time because it was like everywhere you look, there's like a new comedian that's funny who's on one show. And then he's like, I got a podcast over here.
And that's great because I they're doing their own thing. They don't really care. They're just like, I'm jumping in because everyone else is doing it. Like, it seems fun. And
everybody's getting some sponsor money. It exactly. Was like, get your money, have fun. And then they all kind of became the same show.
Yeah.
It was all just, like, a comedian interviewing another comic. And, like, I don't really give a fuck about interviews.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to know about your life. So, like, just be funny.
Yeah.
That's what... And, like, I think that is... Even though Cumtown also started in 2016, I think that's why that blew up so much. Is because it's not that.
It's not interviews. It's
three dudes in a room.
Just kind of hanging out.
They sound like middle schoolers just talking shit. It's funny.
Yeah.
And that's why shit like that kind of blew up, and like Legion of Skanks is like kind of, I mean, they've gotten way worse than they used to be.
Oh, really?
They've actually...
Worse as in like...
Not as funny.
Okay.
It's just like getting kind of boring.
Yeah.
They kind of have checked out. I think they're starting to try to get better, but a lot of these people, that what happened, that all of them, they all got rich.
Uh-huh.
Tom Segura's, your Burt's, your Dorks, all them.
Yeah.
They all got so much money,
mm-hmm.
and then they became so boring.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, and like I listen to Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, obviously. I've been a fan of them for a long time. Shane is hilarious. But thank God he has Matt.
Yeah.
If he didn't have Matt.
Uh-oh.
Shane's loaded. He just hosted SNL.
Well, yeah. He's
big. He's big.
Yeah, he's got the fame.
If he didn't have Matt to ground him,
mm-hmm.
his show would probably turn into something like that. It'd probably be something lame.
Oh, man.
You know?
Well, and here's the thing. That's why, you know, if you want the boom
mm-hmm.
podcast comedy, that's where you come to this podcast.
That's why we have the best podcast.
That's why we have the best podcast. And even if Spotify, if you're listening, even if you were to give us millions of dollars for this grade A content,
mm-hmm.
we would never change.
Spotify does owe us money.
We would never change, and they owe us money. And you can, you know what? You can
believe that
that we would never change.
You remember when I found
now? Obviously, like we're gonna drip out, but you guys aren't gonna see that.
Obviously,
we haven't succumbed to the YouTube. You know,
we haven't yet. When we
probably because we haven't figured it out.
We just figured out soundboards. We're 6 years in. Just figured out
soundboards. We're a couple of years behind,
but it hasn't been that long that you and I kind of decided it's like we'll step it up.
Yeah,
we'll step it up. Uh-huh. We'll put more effort into the show.
Yeah.
It's gotten better.
It has,
and it's only getting better.
We in the time it took for us to like record 30 of these,
yeah,
like the first 30, like, we've recorded so many more.
Yeah, just we've been flying through them.
In half the time. Well, yeah, we shortened them up.
Which was a good idea.
Definitely a good idea. I don't know how we were doing it earlier.
Yeah, well, you know, because all those big podcasts are, like, kind of long.
They are.
It's like, fuck it. And you and I can just go for, we can talk forever.
We can.
So it was just like.
But now, here's the thing. Spotify, if you're listening, we're easily digestible.
We are. I think so.
You know?
Yeah.
We got the short, we got a 45-minute show at max.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think we're the future.
We're the future.
Do you remember when I found that bug with Spotify where it was, we did an episode that had COVID in the title, the COVID episode. And Spotify at the time was doing that thing where it marked it as, like, you know, they had like a, this contains COVID information, may not be blah, blah, blah. And if you clicked that episode, I don't know if this is still a bug. I don't have Spotify anymore.
Oh, okay.
But when you clicked that episode, it said at the top that we were sponsored by Wild Turkey. And we are not.
It said, Spotify, where's our fucking money?
That's why I said they owe us money, is because they've secretly put some ads on our shit, and Wild Turkey hadn't sent me fucking down.
We haven't gotten a check.
Yeah.
Not one. I don't even know what episode. That was so long ago.
Yeah, that was.
I'm going to look, though.
let's see if it still does that.
Because it was like, we did like a COVID-19, because it was like.
Yeah, it was the Zoom one. The only Zoom episode we've
ever
done. The
catch-up one. Yeah, right there. No. No. They took our sponsorship away.
Well, I don't think I have a screenshot of it, but. You know,
we're owed money.
They do owe us money.
We're owed money.
We do need a check. And if you guys don't deliver, I'm going to show up and be like,
hi, guys.
Yeah, I'll be like that.
Oh, my God. Oh, dude, this is so great.
This is great.
This is the best thing in the world.
Do you, are there still, so you like the true crime podcasts that are seasons? Do they still do those?
Not much. No. Here's the thing. Like, every now and then, so at work, I just listen to audiobooks all the time.
Yeah.
I just, like, fly through books.
Yeah.
And every now and then I'm kind of like, I like give myself a break. I'm like, I'm going to stop listening to some books.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, okay, I need a podcast. Like, let me just give me like a true crime podcast I want. And I'll like get on my work computer, like, you know, Google, like, season-long true crime podcast or whatever, and it's always the same fucking ones, dude. It's all, and I can put like
no
I can
more.
Put I can put March 29th, 2024 serial pops up.
Yeah,
it'll give me a list. It'd be like someone like wrote it today.
Yeah,
and they're like the best season-long true crime podcast for March 29th, 2024.
Yeah,
number one serial episode or season
it's
one
still the best one for today.
And I'm like, dude. And so then like I'll scroll through and I'm like, listen to that one.
Yeah.
So it's like, so no, not really. Like,
was serial like a true detective situation where it like fell the fuck off?
I think so. I think
I only hear about that first season, and that's the only one I've listened to.
It's the only one I've listened to, too, because I was looking into it after I listened to it, and everyone was like, season two sucks.
That's what everybody said.
Yeah. Everyone was like, season two is terrible. But, like, you know, like, the season one has, like, real implications now. Like, the dude.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's still an ongoing thing.
Spoiler alert. I think he's out.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's, like, free now.
They're talking about putting him back.
Oh, really?
You remember it was like a technicality.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, I don't think it would be like a long-term thing. Yeah. But I think he's still, because he got a job at like a university or something, but.
Good for him.
The lady was like a little weird, I thought, that does the show. She's like a good narrator, but at the same time it was like.
Was Serial Season 1 the one that spawned the bitch who wrote the book? I'm Margaret, and you may know me. I'm the bad, like, whatever.
It was Confessions of a Serial Alibi.
That's what it was?
Yeah, and it was like she looked like a 2000s, like, video girl.
Yeah.
On the cover.
Uh-huh.
Like, she's trying to be hot and a thing.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, what the fuck? That was funny. We talked about
Confessions of a Serial.
Confession, like, talk about anybody can get a book made.
Oh.
Confessions of a Serial Alibi, and it's like, what are you gonna talk about?
That you, like, you already talked about it in the show. Like, people heard you.
This guy saw me at the library, and then I said he didn't see me, and then I changed my mind.
chapter two.
Yeah, like, what's the fucking the rest of it is like her like going through life, some bullshit, you know. It's so ridiculous.
I grew up here. My life was hard.
You know, there's a podcast. I've never really listened to it,
uh-huh.
but it's called "What Are These Podcasts?" or "Who Are These Podcasts?"
Okay.
And it's like, I think it's just like some middle-aged like white dudes that just listen to podcasts, and each episode is dedicated to them, like at least checking one out and just like talking shit or
okay.
like whatever. And from what I've heard, I think they may be all right guys, but okay. I think they're like dorky and like it's kind of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
They did an episode on Cumtown like a long time ago, and yeah. they're just like not the kind of guys to listen to that shit. They're
oh,
just
yeah.
like, yeah, I don't even know what this is. Who are these guys? Like, they don't know that Cumtown makes a shit ton of money like, on Patreon, and they're like,
yeah,
they sound like idiots, but they're rich as hell. Not that that matters, but they were just like, these guys are nobodies. Who are the? What's up with the title? They kept doing that, and there was a part on there that. I heard this listening to Cumtown where Nick Mullen was like, he was like, yeah, the guy made fun of me because I jokingly said I was unemployed. And he played the clip and the guy was like, yeah, I was listening to that Cumtown show. And and he had a sound drop that he was preparing for his buddies, kind of like what we uh-huh. just did. He was like, yeah, I don't want to play a clip of what the guy said. And it's a clip of Nick saying, yeah, so I'm unemployed. And then that guy hit a sound drop. That's just like a song he made, I guess, that goes, no shit, Sherlock, no shit. And it was like not funny. His boys like weren't really laughing.
Oh,
like it was like
that's
a really cringy.
Oh.
Like, oh boy, pal, you gotta, if you're doing a podcast about roasting podcasts, be funny. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? It was like, damn, dude.
Holy shit.
What the hell? It was so funny. Just like them thinking like, got him. You know,
yeah.
somebody being
oh, yeah.
like, gotcha.
Uh-huh. Oh man.
That shit's so, but at the same time, it's like I'd rather have that shit around than like fucking Bert's podcast.
Definitely
Tom Segura. Actually, Tom Segura is worse than Bert Kreischer. That dude's fucking.
They both
black.
Fucking suck,
they're
dude.
Fucking
and his wife
black,
too.
Dude.
Ugh.
Oh,
I
Tom's wife.
I don't think she's funny in any way.
Trash.
I don't
dude.
Think she's funny at all.
Oh my god! I watched one of her Netflix specials one
mm-hmm.
time. Just to check it out.
Yeah. Terrible.
I mean. Awful.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad comedy out there, but that shit was awful.
Oof.
It was so terrible.
Did you see this week that like some lady had Dana White on her podcast? Did you see this?
No.
Have you seen this or heard about this?
No.
Should have put that on the soundboard.
Hey, we can work on these.
Well, yeah,
hey,
we can work
now
on
that it. I know how to
yeah,
do it.
I'll add them. Yeah, she had Dana White on her podcast. And she said, so tell me, what's Joe Rogan's favorite podcast? She thought he was Joe Rogan.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like he was
no.
Like,
no, she
Rogan.
Thought he was Joe Rogan.
Oh, no. That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, that's tight. He deserves that.
What do you think the top pod like Spotify? Like, if you go on Spotify, what's the top podcast?
It's Joe Rogan.
Okay.
Yeah, he just. I mean, you know, his first deal was like 100 million. His latest one was 250 million.
Holy fuck! He got another one.
Yeah. And not only that, he's not only on Spotify anymore. He can post his shit on YouTube and shit.
Okay, I just clicked on the charts.
Yeah.
Yep, Joe Rogan.
He's by far number one.
The second one.
Us.
No,
number no. two on Spotify?
Uh-huh. You're not going to get this one, but please guess.
Oh, is this all any of them? Shit, number two would be maybe Theo Vaughn's podcast?
No.
Oh, what is it?
He is number five.
Oh, okay.
It's some five. Podcast called Call Her Daddy.
Buddy. I hate to tell you this, my wife's been listening to that shit.
Oh!
She's been bit by the bug.
The most listened to podcast by women.
Yeah.
Well, has right. been created, creating conversation since 2018. Cooper, she cuts through the beat. Oh, fuck. I clicked on the thing. Don't start playing.
Hey,
don't you fucking put that
she,
on my
when
shit.
When she starts talking about listening to that show, you know what I do?
What?
I say nothing. I don't say anything.
I was like, what?
I leave it silent. I just let the conversation flow right
She
back.
Cuts through the BS with topics and guests.
It used
guests.
To be, two chicks. There was a big scandal about that show.
Really?
It used to be two chicks.
She chopped the other one off?
Yeah, there was like a financial thing that was going on, and then one of them split off and was Dang. Like, I'm taking the show now.
Okay.
Don't you ever try to do that with this
oh,
show.
Oh, God, no.
Take off without me.
I wouldn't survive, buddy. I wouldn't survive.
Well, hey, I tried to do a solo podcast once. We all saw how that turned out. Episode 2 was a best of episode.
That's classic. That's fantastic.
I almost pretty much just started a podcast because of that idea. So yeah, this is a podcast episode. I can talk about that. I did a solo podcast because I thought...
Yeah, that's true.
I thought, oh, I could do this. I was like, that'd be fun. Just me and the...
And again, you are more in the podcast than I am.
Right. And I was just in an apartment by myself. Yeah. Like, why not? I can just talk on the microphone.
Yeah.
And I had an idea that was like, that'd be funny to do one episode and then the second one do a best of and it's just the first episode again.
Which is genius.
And then I think I made it to 5 episodes. Yeah. And I was like, I can't do this.
There were complications. There were complications.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't know how to talk.
Yeah, dude. There were unforeseen forces who stepped in and there was a whole ordeal.
Yeah.
Number 3, Tucker Carlson. So.
Oh, I didn't know he had a podcast.
Either. I didn't either.
Oh, I guess he got
fired. Well, he got fired. Yeah, that's true. Number 4, Mind the Game with LeBron and JJ Redick. I guess he has a podcast.
LeBron James has a podcast?
I guess so. And then number 5, Theo Vaughn.
Okay.
I'm trying to see if I know any of these.
Is Matt and Shane in the top 10?
Is it just Matt and Shane?
Matt and Shane's secret podcast?
No.
Oh, really? You know, they're number 1 on Patreon.
Really?
I think they're getting like a $250,000 a month. Ooh,
a month?
I think so. I heard that it was something stupid.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's nuts.
A month.
That's wild. What's up with Dax Shepherd's? Didn't he have a boring podcast that was really popular?
That's right. He had Matt and Shane Secret Podcast 24.
Oh, damn.
They're number 24. Shit. That's right. He had one for a while.
It was just like an interview
show.
Who
was that one dude? He was in that Glow show. That wrestling show on Netflix.
Ooh, I didn't watch that.
He had the podcast in his like garage and he like interviewed like Barack Obama or something.
Oh, Mark Maron.
Yeah.
What the fuck with Mark Maron?
What's he up to? Is he...
He's still doing it.
Hasn't he been doing it for like a long fucking time?
Yes. He was the biggest podcast for a minute. And Rogan were like 1 and 2 for a long time.
Yeah.
His podcast is called What the Fuck. Like, stupid. I don't like Mark Maron, but I don't hate him either. But
But like I kind of respect the fact that like his podcast is titled What the Fuck, and like that's gonna hinder him on a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
You know, like,
well, I think it's just WTF. He says what the fuck
okay.
on the show.
Nope. Never mind. Yeah. Nope. Yeah. I'm out. No respect.
You know, it's a funny, interesting fact about Mark Maron.
You get no respect.
The first movie Mark Maron was ever in, but cut out of, D2.
Really?
Yes.
What was he cut out of?
I want to say he was a limo driver on
the Iceland goalie
drive.
No. Okay.
I think he was a limo driver when they're on Rodeo Drive.
Good.
I want to say.
Good. Glad they cut him out.
They cut him out.
Good.
He made it in The Joker, though. Hey. He made it in the best movie of the past decade.
the Joaquin Phoenix one?
I'm just kidding. Oh. I've never seen it.
I haven't either.
He is in that, though.
Oh.
Oh, really? Yeah. Mark Maron's a big actor.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
The only thing I know him from is the Glow show.
Oh, yeah. And I never saw Glow.
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. They stopped it a few seasons, but...
I was listening to Red Bar the other day, and he made me laugh so hard because he was talking... Which, that's the only podcast I really... I mean, I listen to podcasts still. I listen to Legion of Skanks, Adam Friedland Show, Matt and Shane. But, like, I don't care to... Oh, I would like to give a shout-out to...
Okay.
We Want More podcast. He gave a shout-out to me.
Oh!
By saying, we got a guy listening to this shit in Arkansas.
Hell yeah!
That's only me, because the podcast isn't big.
Hell yeah!
It's me that he's talking about, so that was very sick. But
do they have an Instagram?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, he's a Philly comic. He's like one of Shane's guys, but he's like down the line.
Oh,
but he's great. And then his co-host is like a really good skateboarder, so those guys are
sick.
those guys are funny as hell.
We're going to tag them.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Those guys are incredible. And they introduced me to the show Hoochie Daddies, which is...
Perf. Oh, yeah!
They introduced me to Hoochie Daddies.
Hell
they
yeah.
do Tubi Movie of the Week.
Oh, that's amazing.
Which is a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Those guys are wonderful. Anthony Moore is hysterical.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, very good
stuff. Oh, yeah. When this comes out, we're going to tag him.
Oh, yeah, but Red Bar just said a funny thing about Like, he said, like, what if the Joker movie was just called The Jokester?
Oh, that'd be...
For some reason, that'd made be amazing. Laugh so hard. It's like, oh, you know, all the nerds are like, there's a new Joker movie coming out. The Jokester. And the poster comes out, and it's called The Jokester.
Dude, that's fucking comedy gold.
It just... For no reason, calling it something different.
Question I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
I, like, every, like, 2 weeks or so, I upload these episodes.
Yeah.
It always put we only have one season. Should we have another season?
Nah.
Okay.
I think most...
That's
think,
the answer I was hoping.
Yeah, nah.
Cool.
No. Because, like, you know, the type of show that you're into, like, yeah. that's necessary.
Yeah.
That season.
We don't need
it's a
season.
Story. There, I think there were a few... I think most people have given up on that, but there were a few people...
Who were trying to do seasons?
Who were doing seasons for no reason at all. Seasons for no reason, brother.
Yeah.
And it was just like, what the fuck is the point?
Yeah.
And I think some people were doing it like... They would honestly use seasons as an excuse to like take a long break.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? Just stop doing it for a minute.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Especially if you're like a big podcast with like sponsors. It's like... It's free for people to listen to anyway.
Yeah.
Why would you? Here's an excuse. Season 2. Yeah. I've been writing for the second season. It's like, you know, I think people put a little too much effort into these things.
I agree. That's why
we put the right amount of effort.
We do.
Honest to God, dude, this is becoming the best show.
Best podcast. Best podcast in the world.
And it's only getting better.
Uh-huh. You hear that, Spotify? We would never change if you offered us $100 million.
Yeah.
Never.
Never, ever.
Ever
mm-hmm.
offer us $100 million.
Don't do that.
Please.
Don't offer us
$100 million.
Come on, what the hell?
You heard it here first.
You heard it here, folks.
We won $100 million.
I think it blew our minds. I think this was a good episode.
For me, it was.
No. I think this was a good episode, but it's hard to follow that first 20 minutes or so. That's insanity. I can't believe it. I'm almost in shock.
I can't wait for people to hear it. I mean, that's the funniest thing that has ever happened on this podcast.
I'm so excited.
Absolutely.
Woo!
Well, thanks for listening.
Thank you, everybody.
Drop us a review, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Or just tell people about it.
Yeah.
Walk up to your friend and just...
Yeah, that's right.
Hell yeah.
Oh, well, we'll see you guys next time.